So let us have the focus and the fortitude to proclaim Jesus to those around us in our life example and in our words. 3, Paul's world is very similar to our own. Many times we get into the frame of mind that the world that Paul and other biblical folks lived in was different than ours. Technologically, that mindset is obviously true. However, from a spiritual and cultural point of view, it's really flawed. When we look at Acts 17, 22, we find that the Athenians had all of these mythological gods as well as money, pleasure, and reason. Now, let me ask you, what are our gods? The Creator God, right. Let's make that an assumption for a minute. What are our gods? Money, that's one. What's another one? Work. Treasures. Did you say treasures? Possessions? Power. That sounds just about what I listed for the Athenians, wasn't it? Oh, and we left out pleasure, didn't we? That's becoming huge, folks. Pleasure is becoming huge, and it's becoming a big problem in our society. We need to pray big about that one. You see, Paul spoke to them, the Athenians, with respect and reasoned with them about their Creator and the risen Christ. Paul had focus and fortitude. You see, Paul went in there and he says, Athenians, I see how much you respect your gods. You have all of these idols lined up here and they are beautiful. But I see this idol here and it's labeled the unknown God. This is the God I proclaim to you. This is the Creator of all that is. This God is the one who sent His Son to save you from your sins. You see how Paul respected what they had, but yet got to his point that their unnamed God was the God that Paul proclaimed as the Creator of all that is. Paul had focus and fortitude. Say that with me. Paul had focus and fortitude. Say it again. Paul had focus and fortitude. Finally, let's take another look at our scripture today, but first I want to show you something. Jamie and I had the honor of going to Greece. Whenever I was ordained an elder, the bishop at that time took us typically to the Holy Land, the ordinance to the Holy Land, and it was so violent at that point that we went to Greece instead. And this is Philippi. This is where Paul and Silas, obviously it was a thriving city at that point. This is what it looks like today. This is where Paul and Silas were imprisoned. And this was not there. This is the Basilica. It was not there when Paul was around, obviously. The church came after that. But here is the city square. It would have been absolutely gorgeous with this stone that is polished and paved. And all around here, you can see these are all storefronts. You wonder where we get the idea of malls. Right? And then over here, see, this is where people lived. All right? So here is the this would have been hustling and bustling. Now, right here, this is obviously a modern-day road, but right there you can just catch a glimpse of it, and it goes off this direction. Actually, this modern road follows it, is a Roman road. And that is an actual Roman road that they used in the day that Philippi, and it is Philippi, by the way, was active. Up here, see this little creek? You know Lydia, the maker or seller of purple? She was baptized right up there. This was an awesome experience, folks. Right down here is where Paul and Silas were in prison. And up this mountain is their fort. In other words, if someone was attacking the city, all the city people would come up and to the top of this hill and so that they would be protected by the soldiers and the fort and everything. But right down here is where this prison is. And this is what the prison looked like, this is what the prisons looked like in Philippi, and so this might have been the very prison that Paul and Silas were in, but it was something like this, if not. And so, as we think about this, if we look at Acts 16 very quickly,